On Sunday, October 8th, 2023, at approximately 4 p.m., roughly 15 kilometers southeast of Chetwynd, B.C., a town along the Pine Pass section of Highway 97 in the province's Peace Country region, a wildfire was discovered. Now named the Mount Wortonby Fire, it was determined to be caused by a lightning strike during an electrical storm. The fire is currently at a size of 1,246 hectares. Over two dozen properties in the area have been issued an evacuation alert by the Peace River Regional District, and at this time, the town site of Chetwynd has not been issued an alert.
Sharon Nickel,
a fire information officer of the BC Wildfire Services Prince George Fire Center, spoke with us over the phone to detail the nature of the fire, its risks, and some of the unique features of this wildfire of note, which is, according to the BC Wildfire Service, a wildfire that is highly visible or poses a potential threat to public safety.
I'm aware that fires can start almost any time, but I was wondering if you knew whether electrical storms typically cause fires specifically during this time of the season. We're kind of late into the fall, and near Chetwynd, the Mount Wortonby fire was started by an electrical storm, which I was surprised to learn.
Yeah. So noticeably less during this time of the year than during the peak of the summer, we kind of experience those electrical storms. And that's because the atmosphere doesn't have as much available energy to generate those powerful thunderstorms, which usually come from high temperatures at the surface and then much cooler temperatures aloft. So that creates a really large temperature contrast, which results in unstable atmosphere. So when we're looking at moving into the fall, the temperature contrast is much less. So the surface temperature is cooler, and then that atmospheric temperature higher up is, like, there's less of a contrast there. So that energy with that instability is harder to come by, which results in much weaker storms. But that said, it's not uncommon to have smaller storms or a few rogue strikes here and there. But in the fall, specifically with what we've seen in late September and early October this year, these are usually accompanied by rainfall.
Right. In that time, in that area of the Peace region, temperatures did spike a fair amount. They were above 20 degrees Celsius for a while there. So that, I suppose that would create some instability then.
Yeah. And certainly it's one of the contributing factors for sure.
Are you aware of whether or not that is getting more common than, say, like a decade ago or so? Or do you have that kind of data to refer to?
Not specifically with that level of data, but I guess the level of fire behavior and activity, including new starts in this part of the province for October, is much more indicative of the underlying drought conditions that we've been experiencing all summer. It's not entirely unlike last year when we had the Battleship Mountain and Bear Hole Lake wildfires in the Dawson Creek zone. So when we're looking at those drought conditions combined with the gusty winds that are typical for the Peace region this time of year, which also aid in drying out the ground and fuels, there's a good possibility of fire growth.
What is the current evacuation status of the areas around this Chetwynd or Mount Wortonby fire?
So the Peace River Regional District issued an evacuation alert on October 9th for the area north of the fire, which kind of encompasses part of the provincial park around that area and for properties on the north side of the Pine River. More information is available on their website.
And at this time, it would seem that the community of Chetwynd isn't in immediate risk of evacuation.
Yeah, correct. There's no infrastructure or properties that are threatened at this time.
I should mention that this time is October 12th at noon.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea the estimated amount of personnel and equipment and or costs associated with this fire at this time?
I don't have any cost estimates, but today we do have 39 wildfire personnel assigned, as well as 4 helicopters and 6 pieces of heavy equipment working on that fire.
Are there any unique factors about this fire or the mitigation of it, as opposed to other fires of note so far this year? Like, does the location make it any easier or harder to get equipment in to deal with it? Is the terrain on the mountainside posing any particular challenges, or maybe that makes things easier to address?
The Prince George Fire Center has had a total of 24 wildfires of note this season, including this Mount Wortonby fire. And all of those come with their own unique set of challenges. The particular location of this fire does pose challenges due to the steep, difficult terrain. So that really limits how we can utilize heavy equipment on site due to accessibility. And then when we're looking at fire growth, fire burns much more easily going uphill or upslope on areas or aspects that receive more sun exposure on mountainsides. And then that contributes to more drying, which then contributes to more available fuel for combustion. This time of year also does pose challenge for water access as compared to the spring when there's runoff and snowmelt. And then, as previously mentioned, much of our fire center has been experiencing persistent drought conditions as far back as last fall. But then when we're looking as well at just the Peace region in general, but also specifically at this wildfire site, we do have to exercise a lot of caution when utilizing equipment due to pipeline locations. There's a lot of oil and gas facilities in the Peace region. So this specific fire does have a pipeline site on the west side of the fire, but crews have been able to utilize that area to build containment on that side.
Right. So they're using the pipeline right of way as a starting point to build or expand a fire guard with?
Yeah, so heavy equipment guards about 50% complete along the southeastern side of the fire from the pipeline moving south.
On Mount Wortenby, is there any kind of road access that allows equipment to access the mountain itself, or is it undeveloped in that sense? Is it air only?
I think it's fairly undeveloped along the north side of the fire, so kind of towards the head of the fire. I know that equipment is working at building guard utilizing old roads and trails from previous timber harvesting operations. So there may be some older roads that haven't been maintained, but they would be pretty rustic.
I was wondering about the water access. Where is the water coming from to address the fire with? Is it being extracted from the Pine River, or is there a larger reservoir nearby?
I don't have details on that. I guess my folks that I would normally speak to were busy with fire response things this morning, so I wasn't able to get anything specifically on where they're grabbing water from.
Fair enough.
Some general information. With this fire and other fires that we've had this year, the Prince George Fire Center has had a total of 669 wildfires since April 1st. Some of those are quite sizable, and we do expect to see smoke to continue to come from within the perimeter of those fires. So seeing smoke, especially on the warmer, drier days when the wind picks up, that's common and that's to be expected. Certainly, if people are seeing new fires, we do ask that they call them in. The public's our greatest resource when it comes to spotting wildfires. I believe it's about 40% of the fires that we have reported are reported by members of the public. And the ways to do that are just to call into our reporting center at 1-800-663-5555. If you're on a cell phone, that's *5555. And if you've got our mobile app, you can actually report directly through the mobile app and include photos.
If we are remote in an area without cell service and we spot fire, say, off the side of a forestry road somewhere, would the best way be to write down the geolocation of that if we have something like a GPS with us and then report to that number?
Absolutely. As much detail as you can get, like the typical kind of questions that you're going to be asked if you were to call into the reporting center, even go through the app, the fuel type that's there, what color the smoke is, an approximate size, the approximate geolocation. Some areas do have like Wi-Fi signal if there's not cell service, just because of like boosters and such in the area. You can't report directly through the app with just Wi-Fi right now. I know that's something that we are working on. But if you happen to have Wi-Fi, you can always email our information section, or the reporting center has an email address as well, infopg@gov.bc.ca. And then the reporting center, their email address, if you happen to have Wi-Fi and no cell service, is hpr.1800@gov.bc.ca.
That's great. Thank you so much for providing that. That's really helpful for our folks living in a rural setting. It's a challenging environment to fight a fire in. BC is not a lot of flat ground. Even in Chetwynd, where it starts to get a little flatter, it's still challenging.
If you were expecting snow by now with the Peace Country, sorry, there's a bit more smoke to deal with yet. This is Ian Gregg with CFUR Radio, signing off.
This piece was made possible with the support of the CRSC Local Journalism Initiative Fund,
alongside Heritage Canada. Tune in online anytime at www.cfur.ca, or tune in at 88.7 FM. Broadcasting throughout Claidley Tenay Traditional Territory in Prince George, BC.